I say, "Have we met?" And Isabel gives me a look that says, "You asshole." But the girl says, "I'm Claire, Abshire. I knew you when I was a little girl," and invites me out to dinner. I accept, stunned. She is glowing at me, although I am unshaven and hungover and just not at my best. We're going to meet for dinner this very evening at the Bow Tie, and Claire, having secured me for later, wafts out of the reading room. As I stand in the elevator, dazed, I realize that a massive winning lottery ticket chunk of my future has somehow found me here in the present, and I start to laugh. I cross the lobby, and as I run down the stairs to the street, I see Claire running across Washington Square, jumping and whooping, and I am near tears, and I don't know why. Later that evening. At 6 p.m., I race home from work and attempt to make myself attractive. Home these days is a tiny but insanely expensive studio apartment on North Dearborn. I am constantly banging parts of myself on inconvenient walls, countertops, and furniture. Step 1. Unlock 17 locks on my apartment door, fling myself into the living room, which is also my bedroom, and begin stripping off clothing. Step 2, shower and shave. Step 3, stare hopelessly into the depths of my closet, gradually becoming aware that nothing is exactly clean. I discover one white shirt still in its dry cleaning bag. I decide to wear the black suit, wingtips, and pale blue tie. Step 4, don all of this and realize I look like an FBI agent. Step 5, look around and realize that the apartment is a mess. I resolve to avoid bringing Claire to my apartment tonight, even if such a thing is possible. Step 6, look in full-length bathroom mirror and behold angular, wild-eyed, 6-foot-1-inch, 10-year-old Egon Sheila look-alike in clean shirt and funeral director's suit. I wonder what sorts of outfits this woman has seen me wearing, since I am obviously not arriving from my future into her past wearing clothes of my own.